everybody, this is Daniel Glass with another Drum History Minute. And what you just heard is probably one of the most famous drum intros of all time, John Bonham's monster opening to Led Zeppelin's Rock and Roll. This is probably Zepp's best-known tune, or one of them, and you can find it on their famous untitled fourth album. You know, Led Zepp 4, the one with Stairway to Heaven on it, and the dude carrying all the sticks on his back, and you know the one I'm talking about. Well, anyway, let's clear something up right off the bat about Bonham's intro to Rock and Roll, and that is the timing. Most people think that the intro starts right on beat one. In other words, 1, 2, 3, 4, ba-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, etc. But that doesn't really make sense, because it would mean that when the rest of the band came in, they'd be coming in at some really weird, unnatural place like the E of 6 or something like that. Anyway, this timing thing really bugged me, because like most drummers, I like it when I can figure out the timing on stuff. In actuality, the intro to Rock and Roll kicks in on the and of 3. So check this out. 1, 2, 3, da 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 And if you hear it like that, the groove makes perfect sense, because it means that the band is coming in right on beat one, which is what I always suspected. How else do I know that Bonham's intro comes in on the end of three? Because he borrowed his intro groove practically note for note from another legendary rock song, this one, Little Richard's Keep a Knockin', which was recorded way back in 1957. Now, it's common knowledge that Bonham and other British drummers of his generation were heavily influenced by American swing, blues, and R&B drummers, so it would make perfect sense that Bonham would have been listening to Little Richard when he was a young lad, growing up in the Midlands of England. Anyway, the drums on Keep a Knockin' were played by New Orleans R&B drummer Charles Connor, and when you listen to his intro, you can definitely hear all the power and excitement that would show up in Bonham's groove 15 years later. When I sat down to interview Charles Connor a few years back, he told me that this groove was his trademark. He referred to it as his choo-choo beat, and he played it for me right there on the table. It was a very, very cool moment. It's a boogie-woogie type groove, and it's played with both hands, so both hands are playing the da-da-da-da-da. And then he threw in some syncopated clave-like accents in a very kind of New Orleans tradition. So, now we're going to check out these two tracks back-to-back. First, here's Charles Connor with Little Richard. And now, here's John Bonham with Led Zeppelin. Remember, the count-off is 1, 2, 3. Pretty cool stuff. And it's just one more example of how we have a lot more in common with our musical past than you might think. And by the way, for those of you who think that Little Richard is such a genius for inventing rock and roll in the first place, know this. Little Richard's version of Keep a Knockin', the one that we just heard, is itself a cover of a Louis Jordan tune that dates all the way back to 1938. So we're going to hear a little of that. Anyway, that's our Drum History Minute for today. To hear other Drum History Minutes and learn much more about our rockin' past, check out my website at www.danielglass.com. That's DanielGlass.com. Thanks a lot, and keep a rockin'.
Keep a knockin', but you can't come in. Keep a knockin', but you can't come in. Keep a knockin', but you can't come in. Come back tomorrow.